I was his wife. And some part of me felt it, felt the change of title, the permanence of this moment. Like, I'd been waiting my whole life for the rain to pick up. I sat back on my heels, heedless of the stains to my skirts, and held his face in my hands. "What?" he asked, neither of us able to fully stop smiling. I shook my head. "Just want to look at you for a minute. Memorize you in this exact spot. I think this will be my new favorite memory, and I don't want to mess it up in my head." He chuckled, sliding his thumb over my cheek.
"Ay, podría mirar a mi bella esposa durante días."
I leaned into his touch. And I could look at my beautiful husband just as long. His entire face lit up then.
"You speak Spanish?"
"Sí," I grinned.
"Why didn't you tell me before?"
I slid my finger along the bridge of his nose. Couldn't give away all my surprises at once.
"You are too perfect to be married in the mud," he said,
wincing as he looked down at my white skirts against the damp ground.
"I'll give you better, I swear."
"I happen to like the mud," I assured him, sinking a hand down into it as proof and smearing a glob of its darkness over his cheek. His eyes narrowed playfully as he dragged a finger along the stain and inspected it.
"In some cultures, this is considered an act of war, you know."
"Is it?" I teased, scooping up another handful and raising an eyebrow. "What's the matter? Don't like to get dirty?" He bit his lower lip, fire burning in his eyes as he lowered both hands into the mud on each side of our tangled knees.
"I have no desire to arrive at Hector's with you covered in sludge, mi alma. But if you do that again..."
Hiding a smile, I laid my clay-soaked palm on his other cheek. "You'll what?" I screamed with delight as he raised over me and took my face in his hands, the cool, damp grime wetting my cheeks as he covered my mouth with his. With his silt-covered fingers sliding into my hair and his other arm snaking round my back, I hummed against his lips. I didn't care if every inch of me was caked with soil before this moment was over.
"Hey,"
Juan whispered, taking my hands before I could stand.
"What I said yesterday, I meant that. I will never do anything against your will. And after what happened at that house, I have no assumptions about what comes next. I am perfectly content to simply call you my wife. Nothing else needs to happen until you are ready."
I smiled, and I meant what I said yesterday. I'm not broken, Joseph, and I look forward to what comes next.